always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior from your home, Yada the King Radio, home of banging music, uplifted Christ, and abundant life. And man, look, I want to hear a lot more from y'all coming in 2013, man. We're trying to revamp some things, get everything going, get it flowing, get your interaction on what's popping with us, man. A lot of people email me, tell me, hey, man, this show is really changing my life, man. I really appreciate you for getting on the topics of the day, for letting us hear the top testimonies from all the artists and whoever you have on. And that's what we're going to keep on doing, man. We moving forth. 2013 is coming. I hope you guys are getting ready, man. What are some New Year's resolutions that y'all got going? You know what I'm saying? Let's think about it and let's get them going and let's keep them, y'all. Let's keep them, man. I got Fantasy Music. They're going to be on with us. Man, we're going to be excited, man. That's Applejacks, Mr. Cold Stone, and Trinidad. We're going to get it in with them on Yada the King Radio, man. And the topic of the day came from my wife. She was up early praying, and she was like, hey, I think a good topic of the day would be, what does it mean to delight in the Lord? And I want to know, do you delight in the Lord? What does it look like? And if you ain't on this episode with your little spiel, man, you can always hit us up. And the number is 425-243-4285. Leave a message. We want to hear what you got to say. Or if you got a topic, hit us up. Man, we're going to get into some brand new music. This is the homie Al Cam. This is what he wants for Christmas. He says, all I want is you. And what's he talking about? Let's check it out. Yada the King Radio, your home for banging music.
When I open my gifts, I only think of you. When I open my gifts, I only think of you. All my life, all I want is you. And all my life, your love was so
all
true.
I wanted was you.
You always hold me down.
All those gifts I opened
you
up,
you always hold me down.
I never found
So
I remember waking up on Christmas Eve at my home. Snow falling all around. Mom getting her Betty Crocker on. Yeast rolls in the oven. Stovetop stuffing. Got that baked macaroni. Yeah, you know it's coming. That's my favorite. These times were the greatest. Whole family at the table. Turkey with the gravy. Me, my little brother sneaking, peeking at our gifts. My mom yelling, telling us to get up out her crib. So a snowball fight in the front yard. Making snow angels. Sipping on the porch with the neighbors, being so thankful that we still alive. Wish then I could turn back, look that boy in his eyes, let him know he would experience something greater. The joy that he feeling is a glimpse of the maker, a gift from the savior, the love that he gave us. It keeps us so alive, that's why we celebrate. Cause all my life, all I want is you. And all my life, your love was so true. You always hold me down. Pull me through when life is the hardest. No gift can't hold you down. The gift of life, the only gift that keep giving them round, around, and back around again. So when you open up your gifts, does you remember him? Yeah, for real. All the lights getting put up, decorations sitting out. Christmas carols singing, Santa Claus coming to your town. Are you naughty or you nice? God is just checking it twice. What you think it's all about? Yeah, boy, he paid the price. Now that's a gift wrap blessing, a real life present. That really is a paradise. Yes, and everything else is just temporary. Joy, that stuff won't make it past February. Boy, you may think I'm playing, but all I'm really saying, Jesus Christ can really give you more. Cause all my life, all I want is you. And all my life, your love was so true. You always hold me down. You always hold me down. So this Christmas, all I want is you. To wrap my gifts with love in your truth. My gifts, is you when I open my gifts. All I want is you when I open my gifts. All I want is you. Cause all my life, all I want is you.
Hey God, do I got the green light on this one? Well, I did.
Leno, they told me I would make it. I listened to them. They told me I was ready. I listened to them. I had a talk with God, found out it's a trap. Now when they be talking, all I hear is this here makes the art, but I believe in God. One God that I serve, two Bibles on deck, three pastors I call, folks I had to reject, and I got little sister that smoke, a big brother that drank. Satan trap is no joke. This real life, what do you think? I got some friends that preach, some friends that pray. I know some folks who left, I know some folks who stayed. He says lights off and his rent due. The finish line, they can't see that. Hey, you don't know what I've been through. So faithful, how can I be that? I got little sister that need me, a big brother who love me. This money looking attractive, my situation is ugly. You praying hard for that breakthrough, looking out for that blessing. Don't seem to happen quick enough. Sometimes you stressing. You got family that need God, and some who didn't make it. I know somebody that'll fight for you. You ain't even gotta take it. I don't look at the right now, I look at what will be. Cause I know that right now it's not where I will be. They told me I will make it. I listened to them. They told me I was ready. I listened to them. I had a talk with God, found out it's a trap. Now when they be talking, all I hear is all I hear is all I hear is this here makes the art, but I believe in God. IDJ is my life, IDJ is my walk, IDJ is my swag, IDJ is my talking. I spit IDJ in that booth, IDJ on that block. I'm IDJ if you not, and I'm still IDJ if you stopping. I'm still riding around with my emmas, with that word cocked on my side, boy. Proverb is that book I'm flipping through, trying to get wise, boy. Better open your eyes, boy. Satan, you's a liar. Shout out to the boss. Now I'm spitting through the wire. New Testament living, real talk when I speak. NBA defense, but it's no foul when I reach. Everything you done been through, Jesus died, just run it. Nickname is C-No, I'm keeping it 100. No PD on my badge, but JC on my shirt though. I went back to my dad, I been here since birth, bro. All you see is the outcome, but don't know what I been through. And if sin ain't what you out for, then homeboy, I been you. They told me I won't make it. I listened to them. They told me I won't ready. I listened to them. I had a talk with God, found out it's a trap. Now when they be talking, all I hear is all I hear is
So your husband has been bitten by a poisonous albino mamba snake?
Yes, doctor. I told him not to keep that snake in the house.
Am I going
to
die?
I would estimate you have 15 minutes to live.
The Bible says that everyone has a fatal disease called sin.
But I have here a pill that is the only known antidote.
I'll take it.
You're saying this is the only way to save my husband?
Yes, ma'am. There is no other way.
It says the only cure is Jesus.
That seems a little harsh. Take this pill or die.
Dear, I'll take it.
I think we should find a more open-minded doctor.
Ma'am, it's the truth.
Oh, you are so intolerant.
This pill will save your husband's life.
Dear, I'll take it.
No, I've read about narrow-minded doctors like this. They're just opinionated and stubborn.
Some people reject the Bible's message as intolerant. But if something is true and will save your life, then it is the most compassionate thing someone can tell you. Have you allowed Jesus to pay for your sins? Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
Listen up. You got something that you want to advertise with us here at Yada the King Radio, hit us up at yadatheking.com or email us advertising@yadatheking.com. We offer splash and background page, banners, Twitter blast, and our most popular 30-second audio commercial for our podcast. Let us help market your brand at highly reasonable prices. You may have a new ministry, a book, a CD, clothing line. Let us help you get it out. So go to yadatheking.com and advertise today. Yeah. Right there, that was GS, the brand new single called Yap, Yap, Yap. Yada the King, we getting it in with the Fodacy Music Group representatives. And man, we had Mr. Coldstone and Applejacks on. They shared their testimony. It's back in the archives, man. Actually, they were just the throwback show of the week, so y'all better go check it out. But we got all of them on, man. Hey, everybody on the phone, say what's up real quick, man.
Hey, what's cracking?
Hootie
hoo. Hey, I remember Hootie Hoo. Hey, we were doing that in high school, you know what I'm saying? Not saying like that's a long time ago, but it still was a long time for me, man. We just had our 10-year reunion. Good Lord. But hey, we gonna keep it pushing. And we gonna do this, man. Trini, man, we wanna know your testimony. How did you come to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
Oh boy. It's a long story, but I'm gonna try to keep it short.
Okay. It's all good.
Well, I was born in Nueva York, which is New York, and my father was in the military, so we moved to California. So I was practically raised in California, and just growing up in California, I didn't really have a lot of family members, my immediate family members, so I gravitated towards gangs, and I was an Arsenia, you know, at one point in my life, and got involved in drugs, and I was addicted to methamphetamines for a couple years in my life when I was a teenager.
Wow.
So, but I grew up in the church, I will say that. Like, my mother was raised Catholic, and when we moved to California, she got born again into a non-denominational church in Castroville, California. It was called New Life Fellowship. And so that's where I grew up in. And I gave my life to the Lord at that church. And as a young girl, and I've always felt like I walked close to the Lord, but when I got into high school, it was a new beast, a new situation, and I got involved with the wrong crowd, and I will say that, like, through my high school years, I believe that I had God's protection, because
yeah.
There's so many people around me that were getting caught, put in jail, and all these other different things, and I'm not saying that it was I didn't deserve that. I deserved that, but his grace was sufficient during that time in my life. And with the whole methamphetamine thing, like, it was pretty bad. And at one point, I had to hit rock bottom. And when I did, the only place I could go was to God, because I knew that he had been with me. You know, and when I felt like my mother, my father, everybody forsakes me, you know, like, God was the one who was there, and
yeah.
He was present, and he loved me in my stupid state, you know, where I was just, like, doing dumb stuff. And so at that point, like, I there was a lady. So my parents were, like, done. They're like, forget this. You're out. Like, I was kicked out of the house at the age of 16. Mm. But there was a lady at my church who believed in me, and she was like, you can stay here, there's going to be rules, you know, and all that kind of stuff, and I was like, yay, rules! No, I wasn't really saying that, but, you know, like...
yeah.
But to have someone outside of my family that was really... that really saw who I was and was willing to risk having me in their home with my past, and, so she, I just want to say that she rest in peace. Like, she died a couple years ago, but, like, she really impacted my life. And so from her place, I was engaged to get married at that time, and I went overseas with commissions. I got involved. So when I get my life, you know, rededicated, got clean, all that good stuff. Let me check time real quick. No, sorry. I got involved in YWAM, and... you took a mission, and I did overseas missions in London and in Italy. Wow. So before I left to go into YWAM and do missions, I broke it off with my fiance. But in a sense that I was like, if I had, I broke it off, but we were going to get back together when I got back.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen that way. When I got back, he was with someone else, and my heart was broken yet again. You know, and it was just like, but that was part of my process of really releasing, you know, my expectations to God and saying, Lord, you showed me something so good, like, just to take it away from me. You know, I was, like, angry at one moment in my life, and he was just like, no, I showed you that so that you would know what to look for and who I have for you.
Hmm.
And so, so when I got back from missions, I went to Bible College, which is in Oakland, California, called School of Urban Mission. And graduated from there and been doing ministry. I've been doing ministry since I gave my life, rededicated my life to the Lord.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's like the condensed. Wow, I think that's the fastest I've ever told. You know, but. Fastest I've ever told my testimony, but like ultimately, like I hit rock bottom.
Yeah.
You know, everything in life that you could think is like bad. Like I mean, I was addicted to drugs, like not just any drug, but like a really bad one.
Right.
You know, and I could have died off that alone.
Hmm.
And you know, when in the gang involvement, I could have died off of gunfights and fist fights, you know what I mean? But like, he literally sustained me and kept me and protected me through all that. And I was like, okay, God, I see you, but I believe that he did all that so that I can be a vessel that he could use for his glory.
Amen. So that's what's up, man. Applejacks, man, talk to me, bro. What's been going on in your life, man, since the last time we had you on here? What's God been doing?
Man, right now, you know, I'm losing weight. Trying to, you know what I'm saying? Last time we talked, I was about 235. So, you know what I mean? I've been working on trying to live this organic life.
Yeah.
And the last time we connected, I dropped the second album, Organic. Formed the Outsiders, Romans 12:2. Be not conformed to the things of this world, transformed. So we formulated that collective, and it's just us, you know, family, and we are aiming and, you know, desiring just to please God through creative music, you know, and we're just kind of, you know, these digital creators that want to, you know, honor God with some crazy music. So we, that's why we are aiming to do that, and at the same time, we're individually working on projects. So that's been the focus. 2012.
Yeah.
After I dropped the album, it was really the build up for everyone else. So we got Trini coming, Cold Stone, GNO, which is Bernardino Dada, husband wife there in Finland, and then my project. So that's, you know, we're coming right back with it. We just released the Outsiders kind of initial project, free download, and. And now we're just, you know, continuing to build the brand and, you know, introduce everyone to all of us. You know, we don't feel like people have heard us, so we, you know, we don't act like, oh, yeah, we're good, you know what I mean? So we're always striving, always continuing to make moves.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. That's what we at right now.
All right, Cold Stone, man. We need to catch up. What's up with you, bro?
What you say?
I said, what's up with you, man? What's up?
Oh, okay.
All right, man. What God been doing since the last time we talked, bro?
I'm good. Life is lovely. The trees are beautiful. Love the birds chirping. besides, the last time we talked, I believe I was in the military.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And so, of course, now I'm out. I'm out of the military. I've been in school. And I'm majoring in audio engineering. You know, and pretty much my life's been lovely. I mean, I'm still praise leading in my church, you know, on the praise team and all that good stuff for praise and worship. Been cataloging songs for the new release, man. Of course, you know, Outsiders, noisetrade.com/Fadacy, FADACY. Go get that, you know, free download. Has a plethora of songs, a plethora. So, you know, things are lovely, man. I've just been chilling, loving life, and, you know, doing what I'm supposed to do.
All right, man. I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce this song called 12-2. Go ahead. Tell me what this joint's about right here.
Yo, man, 12-2, man, it's just an amazing collaborative song that we all got together. You know, going to Romans 12-2. I'm not even gonna say the scripture because I want them to actually look it up.
Yeah.
It up. I want you to do your read, do your homework. So look that up, and you'll know what the song's about. So, you know, with no further ado, this is 12-2.
Yo, Jax.
What up? All right, Yadda King. Let's get it in.
Okay. Hey. I like that. Let's rock with it. Ah. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm transformed from my head to my feet. I will never conform cause I can only be me. All my people who's free in the name of JC. Let me see them 12-2.
Let me see the 12-2.
I'm transformed from my head to my feet. I will never conform cause I can only be me. All my people who's free in the name of JC. Let me see them 12-2.
You can call me Mr. Arrow, call me. Went through a lobotomy, God is my doctor, doctored on me. It's like I'm a newborn teething, want more of his word I'm feeding. I eat it up like Alfredo Fettuccine. Chini never ever come forward, but I'm transformed from the chin of the corn. It's a part of me to be walking godly, I'm godly walking, born with a song in me. As I pass it to my brother from father, see I'll be singing like
yo, organic flow, you can call it 12-2. Transformed with the new mind, faith is on glue. Stuck on grace cause my style is on the fresh kind. Cause I'm blueberry slanging when I'm in the vine. Read between the lines and walking in the context. Echo what I'm seeing in the Bible, living complex. Sin is the villain, hint. Christ is the hero. I'm living 100 cause my flesh is on zero.
I'm transformed from my head to my feet. I will never conform cause I can only be me. All my people who's free in the name of JC. Let me see them 12-2.
Let me see the 12-2. Keep
them up. Transformed from my head to my feet. I will never conform cause I can only be me. All my people who's free in the name of JC. Let me see them 12-2.
Let me see them 12-2. Keep them up.
Brass of buildings to living, I'm a pilgrim. A pool of more than millions to cross, fire the billions. But billions don't move me, ain't living for my counterparts. I'm living for the man who took the mountain with a rugged cross. Living for the man who came and found me when I was lost. The bounty was death, but Jesus came and paid it off. So keep your customs, we defer to see him higher. And the war till a general tells us to cease fire.
On my 12-2, revive my energy. I don't need the Red Bull to live up what's in me. Feather up the dove on my skin, I need the lotion. And my firefly is floating over Frank Ocean. Lemon 16, green tea with the ginger. Cause you know the tea flow is heating up the winter. Inspired by the word, cause you know I'm in the zone. It's his vision on the screen, so I watch the
I'm transformed from my head to my feet. I will never conform cause I can only be me. All my people who's free in the name of JC. Let me see them 12-2.
Woo, woo.
I'm transformed from
to my feet. I will never conform, cause I can only be me. All my people who's free in the name of JC. Let me see them 12-2.
Yo, something must be wrong with my medulla oblongata. Dancing for the world, now I move for the father. Spirit changed me, new view, new glasses. Sin was my class, now faith in my hall passes. Bye, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, call him the hat trick. Now he got me preaching 3-1 like St. Patrick. I was running like Jonah, became a fish dish. Now God changed my tune, that's real tuna fish. Hey.
F-A-D-A. I'm trying to be great, and I'm on my way. Way up, way up, way up. It's never too late, and I'm on my way.
I'ma leave my mark. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go. Go. Hello greatness, I am here to greet you. False humility and doubt had me scared to meet you. Fear had me, I couldn't sleep, I lay awake. Felt like I had to put my dreams up on layaway. That's the thoughts of a kid living on welfare. Section 8, monthly food stamps, government healthcare. Depressed, hoping adulthood would suck less. From our house, we had a poor view of success. Let it be told, all that glitters ain't gold. Life is a slam dunk when you living with low goals. Pick and roll with a number of great friends. Some want you to be great, but not greater than them. Never lust for the top, love, it's a long fall. Climb the ladder of success on the wrong wall. It's by working faith, it's the Lord's grace. Mediocre is contagious, give me some space. Space.
I'm tryna be great, and I'm on my way. Way up, way up, way up. It's never too late, and I'm on my way.
I'ma leave my mark. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go. Ready, set.
Alright, let me go.
I'm like, hold up, can I dream? Everybody's dreaming, but not me. Mago Day, his masterpiece is so vivid. We know the architect, homeboy, we in the building. No ceiling, prayers tear the roof off. Talk to God via text, we got a new call. Fans will exalt you, haters want to stone you. Man will always fail you, keep your eyes on Jehovah. I'm saying great, I'm trying to push my brother's talented 10th. That service for the good of others. Some know a lot, say a lot, but no application. Success is mistress, his procrastination. Greatness is like Bach on the keys, Ali in the ring, like King having a dream. It's like Mueller on his knees, Tolstoy with a pen, the Messiah without sin.
Hello, yeah. Faith, goodbye doubt. I'm at greatness on my way out. And never give up, never give up, never give up. Hello, faith, goodbye doubt. I'm at greatness on my way out. And never give up, never give up, never give up. I'm trying to be great, and I'm on my way. Way up, way up, way up.
Yeah.
It's never too late.
Yeah.
And I found my way.
I'ma leave my mark. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go.
I'm finally great, and I'm on my way. Way up, way up, way up. It's never too late for you to be great.
All right, that new joint was from Sober Rocker called Ali on Yacht of the King Radio, man. Sober Rocker still putting in work. I got a group of people that's putting in work. Fodacy Music Group, man, they getting it in. And I want to know, is it a label or is it a music group? Talk to me, Apple.
It's a music group, and what we have collective branding meeting under one umbrella. So Fodacy is the brand, and then underneath that we have Cold Star, and then Trini has Global X Diva, and all of us have particular expertise, and then I run the Blue Lava Media, films, which is more just the kind of videos. So each one of us have particular talents, and we just come together. We figured that a music group is better because then everyone can operate in their own particular talents, and you know, everyone's kind of bogged down by specific labels and things like that. So right, I mean, if it morphs into it, we will do it. But right now, the music group is cool. So and we're able to navigate through different skills that way. So it's, you know, we like it that way, and then everyone can kind of do their thing too. You know what I mean? So you know, we have no restrictions. No limits.
Right. No, that's what's up, man. So I want to know, this is what I want to know, man. You guys got your own, and I'm going to use some words that y'all use, is organic style, man. Trini, can you talk to me about this organic style that you guys have? Because, I mean, I listen to your project. It doesn't sound like anybody else's project. You know what I'm saying? So talk to me about that.
I feel like we all approach music based off of our influences and what we've grown up doing, and the group that we have, we're just really like fearless when it comes to music. We try different things and we're not really boxed in. As far as my album, my first passion and what I grew up doing in the church that I love doing is worshiping. Like, I live to worship him. So yeah. My heart is ultimately, like, I can get a guitar and three people in a room and we can go and, you know, obviously God's with us, you know what I mean? And worship him at that time, in that moment. And I grew up listening to a lot of old school Christian hip hop. I mean, SFC, I had them, I had all of Diamante, or whatever you want to call it, all of their artists. I had Gospel Gangsters, you know, shout out to Chili Baby, you know, like, so, you know, like, I had all these people in my roster. I love Antonius, you know, like,
yeah,
so
yeah,
I
yeah.
grew up, like, listening to that, and I also listen to Plum. I listen to Katina's. I listen to Toby Nash. You know what I mean? Like, I had the Kayla station, and I had to go to, like, the Christian bookstore to get these, like, Grape Tree Records, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, growing up to that, but then also being influenced by house music, you know, and dubstep and world music, like I love Sade, you know what I mean, like just different stuff like that. Like I took all of that and I said, you know what, I'm going to use all my gifts for God. I'm not going to just say, okay, you know, I'm this singer songwriter, you know, or I'm this worship leader. You know, God gave me a couple gifts and I want to make sure that I use them all. Like, and I guess he chose someone like me who's not really afraid to do something different, you know? So at this moment in time, like, I'm striving to continue to put forth a message to women and young girls who've been through some stuff, and sometimes they feel like they are not worthy, you know, of the love that God gives. I want to make sure that message is out there, and I also want to make sure that the message that he is always on time. You know what I mean? Like, when you need something, you have to cry out to him, you have to pray, you have to see his face.
Right.
And he will show and prove, because he holds the trump card. He is our God, you know, and he has the victory. So I think that as far as, like, my music, I come from a place of just, like, really building with some of the old school cats and appreciating them, but then also taking some of the new stuff and running with it, especially with what's coming around the pipe. Organic, I think that's just self-explanatory. We believe that we should be holistic. We believe that we should come with the fruits of the Spirit. You know what I mean? But organic fruits of the Spirit, right?
Right. Right, not nothing that will shoot it up with anything. Amen.
Yeah. So it's really like making sure that the music that we provide to people is wholesome, that it's God-centered, and it's good for the soul.
Yeah. All right, Mr. Coldstone, man, I gotta ask you this, bro. When I was listening to this project, man, you start spitting, right? And then out of nowhere, you take us back, like all the way back to songs like This Little Light of Mine. You start singing the joint. You know what I'm saying? Like, where does that come from, bro? Like, I mean, like, you doing songs that people, you know, there's Christian rappers that have done it, but they make it sound whack. But then you put it in, like, talk to me about that, man.
All right, well, honestly, man, like, I appreciate that, man. Like, I figured out, for me, one of my formulas is to, you know, to put things in songs that people can relate to.
Right.
I mean, even going as far as, you know, even with that, you know, This Little Light of Mine, you know, I don't know any child that doesn't remember that. You know what I'm saying? Or any person that doesn't remember that. So, it's like, I feel like, you know, when I was writing the verse, I was like, you know what? I could really go on some lyrical stuff, or I can just put something simple in there so that people be like, oh, wow, I remember that, you know, to connect with people. And I feel like when an artist does that, you know, and no matter how they do it, you know, it just connects with people. And a lot of times, especially with music, that's really all they're looking for is a connection, you know. So, it feels funny to me. I was like, should I put it in there? I was kind of wavering, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to put it in there.
What's up, man. We're going to go to your guys' next song, Trini. Talk to me about this song right here called Go Hard.
Go Hard is in my
like,
ear for a long time. Pretty much wherever you put all your energy to, that's where your alliance and that's where your focus is. So we want people to go hard for Christ, and so it's like go hard or go home. I mean, it's self-explanatory. You need to stay in it for the long haul, or you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself. So I think that's essentially what we're saying.
All right, man, so let's check this out. Yada the King Radio with Fodacy Music Group. Let's get it in, y'all.
We go sweet. Yeah. Cause we go go hard or go home. Download the gospel, Android, iPhone. Ha. Jesus apps run so sweet. I'm all bars, I'm living it for cheap. Light source is the only uno. Need to be real and not acting all pseudo. Check the forecast, it's alarming. You need an umbrella, I'm brainstorming. I'm an outcast like Andre. 3,000 balls of hot ice cream for cold days. Yeah, touchdown on your sentence. Spin moves on beats, pass in when it's blitzing. He's the potter, I am the clay. 30 minute meals, raise your way. I go hard cause Christ is amazing. The fire shut up in my bones, you can call that blazing. For Christ, and we go hard. So we have to keep it nice with the clean heart. Bring the light and we go hard. So we gotta keep it fly with the clean heart. So here we go.
My iPhone plays his tunes. I listen. Take notes from Christ the instructor. I'm music notes. He's conductor. Rest with the leg room. Watch his screen on the flight. JetBlue. Say, keep
moving, moving, trust Christ, yeah, every day. Moving the scriptures, let the vision that they see is His picture. Yeah. Sharper than a razor, be known as a laser. If you feel like an outsider, go hard, be known as an outsider.
Live for Christ, and we go hard, so we have to keep it nice with the clean heart. Bring the light, and we go hard, so we gotta keep it fly with the clean heart. So here we go, go, yeah.
But I was really born a robot as a baby. No real life in me, I just played my role. No self-control, I just did what I was told. I got my first order, I was just a day old. But I didn't have a chance cause my heart was way cold. My heart took the orders, it couldn't break the mold. Sold under bondage and I couldn't take control. So I was just chilling in my robot clothes, with my robot friends and my robot flows. Living robot ways cause that's all I know. Till I heard I could be free from my robot soul. I'm like, why you always trying to control me? You are not my boss, that's the O. Me, obviously you don't know my style. I'm not a robot now. The crazy thing is, I ain't know I was a robot. So I ain't have a whole lot of plans for me to roll at. Thought I was unique, I thought that I was so hot. But I was just like them other drones, I was so lacked. Brainwashed, I was listening to lies. The freedom that I thought I had was really a mirage. Made my own choices, but it was in disguise. The only thing I really did was pick a different lie. So I was still a drone, nothing but a clone. I only do the lies cause it's all that I was shown. But I've been remade, my heart is no longer stone. With my ex-robots who could sing this song. Now I've been remade, and I'm no longer hollow. A real man can't change everything that I know. He gave me truth, that's a hard pill to swallow. Gave me new commands and he freed me up to follow. Why you always trying to control me? You are not my boss, that's the O. Me, obviously you don't know my style. I'm not a robot now. I know you want me tamed, but you've been defeated and your power's been drained. Hey flesh, I know you bear my name. I know you let it last, but I'm steady trying to change. You might have been confused, but this is a new day. I'ma save now, I ain't gotta do what you say. And to my friends who are still on lockdown, still controlled by their passions, stop now. Cause he can free everybody from the top down. If you're freed up, say this with me right now. I'm not a robot now. I'm not a robot now. I am not a robot. I'm not a robot now. Why you always trying to control me? You are not my boss, that's the O. Me, obviously you don't know my style.
What's up?
What?
Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
Real hip hop.
Hey.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
DaSouth.com, the online source for all hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews. The latest news. And your very own community profile. Are you DaSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads.
There's
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio. Watch videos on the TV network. Get more and more and more at thesouth.com. TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
West Coast
Fire is now online.
Online. Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site. Repping the West Coast. With the fattest gospel hip hop. Latest news.
Videos. The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
And most of all.
Yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online.
Music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast Fire.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Duck King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada.King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
All right, that was Trip Lee. I am not a robot on Yada the King Radio. I like that joint, man. That was some unique sounds. And Fodacy Music stays with unique sounds, man. But this is what I'm going to do, man. This is what I'm going to do real quick. I'm going to ask a fun fact, and then I want y'all to go check out the rest of the fun facts on the Yada the King app. And I'm going to ask this, man. Who, from all three of you, who is your favorite artist? Like, name one of your favorite artists, man, and then that's all we're gonna ask real quick. Who's your favorite? I'm gonna start with Trini.
Don't start with me.
She said, "Don't start with you."
No, I have a ton of artists that I love and I respect, and if you're gonna ask me for a favorite, you have to ask me for a favorite in every genre. Like, I can't just give you like one person.
Man,
start with Applejack.
All right, Apple.
Wait, that's not fair.
Wait a minute.
You know what I mean? So, all right.
No, look.
Favorite artist, I don't know. Huh?
I was going to say, I'm going to hold that. We're going to find that out later. This is what I want to ask you. What's your favorite style of hip hop for all of y'all? Because there's so many different styles now.
Yeah. Mine is like anything mainstream, anything progressive. You know what I mean? So, I'm not boom bap. I'm not south. I'm not west. Progressive.
So
like, if it's nice, you know, anything main. Because when you're mainstream, you have no limits.
Right.
You're not limited to a region. I can't rock on this beat. That's not me. No, that ain't how we do it. I like anything that's progressive. That's me.
Trini, your turn. Trini, what's up?
I think for me it would be West Coast, Underground. I like the Propaganda, the Sub Static.
Yeah.
Tunnel Rats. The Theory Has It, Deep Space 5. I mean, I can keep on going. I love The Roots. You know, so there's certain it's something about, like, underground hip-hop, the stories. You could talk about stories. You could talk about politics, which is, like, you know, it's just a little bit more well-rounded for me. That's me.
Cole, what's up, man?
I agree with both of them. I'm a person where I am a music lover. So,
yeah,
like, in a sense, I mean, I know we're talking about hip-hop in itself, but... like, my spark of inspiration comes from everybody. Like, I don't care if it's country.
Yeah.
It can be rock. It doesn't matter. But, like, same thing that Tree was saying. You know, all those guys, Deep Space 5, Pigeon John. Tunnel Rats, you know, those guys. You know, a lot of their creativity is just is crazy Propaganda. I love Gemstones. You know, so, you know, a lot of those, and I think that's one of the things one of the reasons why we as a music group gravitate to those guys, because a lot of them, you know, they have that creativity.
Yeah.
You know, they're not worried about, you know, what sounds popular or anything like that, or they're not even worried about copying and pasting and stuff.
Yeah.
But they're taking just creativity and seeing what they come up with, you know. So, yeah.
All right, that's what's up. Man, we're going to get on the topic of the day on Yada the King Radio, man. And my wife came up with the topic of the day today. Shout out to the wifey. She was like, we should talk about delight in the Lord and what does it mean to delight in the Lord. And I need somebody to break it down, man. Since I've been going coast on, he's been getting last all the time. Let me put him first. I'm going to ask you, bro, what does it mean to delight, bro?
Delight in the Lord, that, you know, in my experiences and what God has done for me in my life, delight in the Lord is just to be thankful for the little things.
I like that.
Like, you know, I mean, everybody wants to be rich, to be honest. Why? Because more options, you don't have to worry about bills, you know.
Right.
Bill Gates doesn't worry about bills.
Right.
Like that's funny to him, you know. But at the same time, you know, being thankful for the little things, the little money or the medium sized money or large money or whatever that we all have, you know, being thankful for that, being thankful that you have a car, or being thankful you have legs to walk.
Yeah.
You know, just the simple things, being able to have somebody that you can call your brother. Or your father or your mother, like, it doesn't matter. There's no specific subject. Just being thankful, you know, and understanding that everything comes from Him. The breath that we breathe, the sight that we see, the being able to have color in our eyes, or even, we can even go to, some people think, you know, being blind is negative, or those who are special needs, you know, that's a negative thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if God called that to be, that's a positive thing. So you need to look at the positive of that and look at it.
Right. No, that's good, man. What you're saying is very good. A lot of times when we're not delighting in the Lord, it sounds like what we begin to do is we complain. Because let me ask you this. Let me ask Trini, what does the word actually delight mean to you when you hear that word delight?
Oh, delight means something that I love or I like, or like it brings joy. So like when I think of how to delight in the Lord, it's like sort of like the scripture, right? Delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart.
Yeah.
When I read that scripture, when I hear that scripture, it means to me like, if I focus on Him and I delight in Him and I obey His commandments and I follow His will for my life, like I'm going to be in peace with Him in His will.
Yeah.
In His will, I delight in Him. You know what I mean? It's like I'm going to be in His presence. And so delighting myself in the Lord, I have like my picture in my mind is like sitting at His feet. You know, like sitting at His feet, like picture a little girl like at the feet of her father. You know what I mean? And just looking up and enjoying His presence and enjoying just to be able to sit there and listen to His words and listen to the story that He's telling. So I feel like for me, well, not for me, in the scriptures, delighting yourself in the Lord is following His commandments and being obedient.
Applejacks, man, what do you think keeps a lot of us from delighting in God today? I mean, we have so much stuff going on in the world, but what are some things that you know that keep us from delighting in God?
You know, a couple things. One, fear from the unknown. Like, we don't know where God's going to take us or where life's going to take us. So sometimes we're like, well, let me delight in my own ability. Let me have joy in what the world can give me. Let me try to make sure I get mine so I can make sure I'm good. So I think that's one thing. And when you have that kind of mentality, then it can make you
not the light of the Lord and not be appreciative of what God is doing. Another thing is just, you know, the vices in this world. And I think a lot of times, you know, it's easy to talk about the, you know, the sins and transgressions and things that we see in this world. But I think that they look good. You know what I mean? Like, it just, you know, sometimes it's easier to lie than to tell the truth. Sometimes it's better to hold that extra money and not tithe it. And you know what I mean? Like, these things are easier to do. And I think, you know, because of the way the vices are packaged, it's easy for us to eat those things instead of delighting in the Lord's fruit. You know what I mean? So we would rather have artificial than what's actually organic. And that's not trying to be funny. But that's just, you know what I mean? That's just... Yeah. That's how it is. You know what I mean? The artificial always tastes good in the beginning.
Right.
But then all of a sudden, in the end, it's destructive. So I feel like you playing on the food analogy, those things really keep us from delighting in the Lord. And what it does is it makes our taste buds and how we perceive and the way we want to receive from God, it taints our vision. Because we're like, oh, I want this. And God, if you didn't give me this, I'm going to be this way. You know what I mean? Instead of just trusting and delighting in the Lord. Because, you know, it's just like going to the gym. You can't go to the gym for 2 days, for 2 weeks, or even a month and expect you to drop 25, 30 pounds.
Mm.
You got to see that thing happen over time. And delighting in the Lord, you don't always see the results. If you continue to do it and continue to be patient and don't get weary in well-doing, You will, you know what I'm saying, receive a reward, and God will do some things for you. But we don't delight because of a lot of these things that we see, and it's distracting us, and we got to focus on God.
All right, man, and I'm going to ask one more question. Mr. Cold Stone, since you started it all off, what are some benefits of delighting in the Lord?
So what now?
What are some of the benefits of delighting in God?
Well, I think some of the benefits of truly, like, delighting in the Lord is humility.
Mm.
I think just the whole, you know, the fruits of the Spirit really begin to come into play. I believe that, you know, enjoying just God and the things He's given you and the things that He's allowed you to see and the relationships that you have, you know, your respect level for Him and you know, you want to tell people about Him. You want to express just how much He loves you, you know, and how much He loves everybody else. I believe that, you know, delighting in God just allows you to become much more of a worshiper.
Yeah.
Because you don't take things for granted.
Mm.
You know, he is your source. So, you know, when people are freaking out, you know, just like this whole, 21st, you know, people thinking that the world's going in, all that stuff, you know.
Yeah, you're right, bro. So that's what's... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
You begin just to... Okay, you begin to understand that it doesn't matter if the world ends or if it doesn't. You know that God loves you, and His timing is His timing. So whatever you have, whatever you're gonna get, whatever, you know, He does in your life is meaningful for it.
True. That's what's up. That was the topic of the day, delight in the Lord. I want to hear from you. Give us a call, 425-243-4285. We might catch you in the next episode. Apple Jacks, we're gonna go to this next joint called Light Flow. What's up with this track, man?
Hey, you know what I'm saying? The Bible tells us that we shouldn't have the light and put it underneath the table, but we gotta let everybody know what it is. So this song is essentially saying, look, we gotta flow in the light, even in this world, it's so dark. God calls us to be light. So that's what it is. We call it the light flow.
All right, let's hop into it. Yada the King Radio. Here we go.
on our feet so we can walk in Christ. He changed my Bret Hart, so I'm a sharpshooter. Target is the cross, I read the Martin Luther. 95 thesis, not splurging. I got flashes of thought, rock Spurgeon. The sun shine inside you and I feel the glare. If you call the Undertakers, I'll shine the Ric Flairs.
Starstruck by the morning star. Navigation got me in my motor car. And I'm living in them, I'm on the light flow. Understand what it is, I'm on the light flow. The way we living for show, you can't stop me home. And the way that we grow, I gotta keep it going. Living real clean, light flow, and I hit you with the laser beam.
This is my motivation, my God is amazing. In every situation, he'll rise to the occasion. So why would I keep my lights out? If anything, I'm gonna shine so you can see what I'm about.
Light flow, light flow.
Boy shining, shining, no chain hair, yeah. In the dark so the lost can see crystal clear, clear. Headlight beaming, this God influence. Light so bright, squint my eyes to foggy's movement, yeah. Glory to the Most High, this is all he's doing. In New York, pushing the rock without the human. Soul's cold, so I'm packing the heat. Soul's lost and weighing on my heart. So I'm changing the streets and let it beam.
Wood, let it burn, let it burn. Holy Spirit shut up in our bones, let it burn. You can see the shining, hear the sound of the fizz while we hack so Jim Duggan, you undertake a reverence like
it's still out of my
by making Christ your soul glow.
This is my motivation, my God is amazing. In every situation, he'll rise to the occasion. So why would I keep my lights out? If anything, I'm gonna shine so you can see what I'm about.
Light flow,
light flow, light flow,
light flow.
Smiley D fam, what up Eshine, Crossside, yeah, let's do it.
Hey. I'ma speak on it, even though you know what I'm going through. Pour my heart out, they call it emotional. I don't wanna run away, I wanna be close to you. Cause for you, my heart flow kinda like the ocean do. Struggle to survive, my flesh don't wanna die. But it belongs to you, it's no longer about I. With you, I can't rise without, nothing I can lie about. So if I'm struggling with sin, I go ahead and cry it out. No more empty promises, Holy Spirit positive. Praying for my child on my knees like my mama did when I was living in the White House like Obama's kids. Packing pistols, weighing grams, always on the drama tip. If not for you, Lord, I wouldn't have made it out. A lot of close calls, laws raid in the vacant house. But now I need your healing, so put me in your hospital. Teach me how to live free and overcome these obstacles. Man. It's a lot of sin in this flesh that we living in. Hey, here we go with this again. Hey, here we go with this again, Lord. I just need you to strengthen my inner man. It's a lot of sin in this flesh that we living in. Hey, here we go with this again. And here we go with this again, Lord. I just need you to strengthen my inner man.
Here we go again. Another unfortunate opportunity for me and my sin to coexist. The devil know we rich, so he try and rob us of everything that makes us honest. But knowing this, I take my drama to the Father and I play it cool before this fool get me hotter than Nevada. The enemy is hating on the Lord's claymation while I'm being reshaping. I'm just riding with the potter, driving shotgun with Jesus. I'm just riding with your honor and a Datsun with speakers everywhere. And I'm nodding, yeah, to everything you say, God. Flesh get in the way, I gotta pray, God. Thank God, the world could never snatch me out of his hand. Actually, that would be the catastrophe of man. But he love us because sin is trying to snuff us. He lets us open the book and see the mastery of his plan.
It's a lot of sin in this flesh that we living in. Hey, here we go with this again. Hey, here we go with this again. Lord, I just need you to strengthen my inner man. It's a lot of sin in this flesh that we living in. Hey, here we go with this again. Here we go with this again, Lord. I just need you to strengthen my inner man.
Lord, it's tempting me again. I need for you to intercede. Deliver me. This inner me is weak and so in need of victory. My history was sick indeed. Drug abuse and liquor sprees. Bagging chicks and flipping trees. A life of crime and misery. But now I'm clean like Listerine. And since the spirit listen to me, Satan tries to get to me with temporary imagery. Asking where the women be like they can make me satisfied. Marriages are while away. You can go and have a guide. Don't take away the pain. What's the point to pray for change? Get up on your paper chase. Lead the church that can't relate. But I will never listen. Truth, listen the word. For the Lord remains my rock. I won't submit to the urge. He is strong when I am weak. No longer live for this curse. I take no credit for this change because it's him that is pure. I'm captivated by his grace. No longer under condemnation. Jesus crushed his bond with Satan. Now I'm free and got to praise him.
It's a lot of sin in this flesh that we living in. Hey, here we go with this again. Hey, here we go with this again. Lord, I just need you to strengthen my inner man. It's a lot of sin in this flesh that we living in. Hey, here we go with this again. Here we go with this again. Lord, I just need you to strengthen my inner man.
Hey, Father, I need your help right now. For your strength works best in my weakness. You never leave nor forsake. Heal my brokenness. I need your strength.
That song right there was Living In from Smiley D, Eshawn, Burgundy, and Cross Eyed on Yacht of the King Radio. We back with Odyssey Music, man. You guys said you got this new project, and it's a free download. Apple Jacks, go ahead one more time. Tell them how they can get this project and what they should expect if they haven't got it yet.
Absolutely. They can go to Odyssey.com. That's FADACY.com/outsiders. What you would get is kind of a gumbo style of music. We got singing, rapping, you know, some different types of, I guess, flows and flavors and the way people like hip-hop. If you like hip-hop, you got that. If you like singing, you got that. If you like pop, you got that. So it's everyone flowing in their own element. And just check it out. It's also on iTunes and Amazon, every place else. Just go to the site and get it for free. So we, you know, if you feel like supporting, you can do it. And that's what it is. Outsiders. We think outside the box because we feel like, you know, why do people try to stand to fit in when they're born to stand out? And that's what we're out here to do, to let people know it's cool to stand out. It's cool to be outsiders. That's what it is. We live this life for life.
All right, Applejacks, man, for people that's trying to get at you and all the social media web worldwide, how can they connect with you, bro?
Yeah, hit me up on Twitter. It's at Applejacks. That's with 2X and JAXX. Facebook.com, you know, / I am Applejacks. YouTube, same thing, I am Applejacks. And, yeah, and everything else is at Fodacy.com.
Dope. Trini, man, talk to me about how they can get a hold of you too. I know somebody's trying to, hey man, how can I get you on a hook? I heard you on that Victory track, man. How can we do that? How can they connect with you there?
I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, also have my email. I'm on Twitter, it's at GlobalXDiva. Instagram at GlobalXDiva, Facebook.com/GlobalXDiva. If you want to email me, you can email me at trini@fodacy.com. FADACY.
All right. And look, we didn't even talk about it too much, but what is Global X Diva in a nutshell?
Global X Diva, well, first is global. I believe that God has called us to be disciples, to make disciples in this nation, but also to bring the gospel of good news to the nation. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's a song that I used to love listening to that says, you say ask for the nation, you know, and that's one of my desires is to, I'm a missionary at heart. You know, I did missions work when I was younger and urban missions, and so I want to travel the world, and ex-diva is, I'm an ex a lot of things, you know, I used to be with an ex-drug addict, ex-this, ex-that, and it just, it's sort of like a staple that, like, I'm no longer what I used to be, I'm transformed, I'm new, so that's what global ex-diva means.
All right, that's what's up. And Mr. Coldstone, I know somebody's trying to get you to come sing on some of their tracks as well. You know what I'm saying? You spit, then you sing. What's up? How can they get a hold of you, bro?
Yo, I'm on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter is at Mr. Coldstone 1. I got a bone to pick with Twitter. They canceled my first one, but it's cool. I still got love for them. But yeah, at Mr. Coldstone 1, and my Facebook is facebook.com/Mr. Coldstone 4.
All right.
Hit me up. My email, MrColdstone4@gmail.com.
And that's what's up, man. What's coming up next, though, man, for you, Coldstone? What's I know you said you got a project coming up. What can we expect?
Yo, this you can expect, of course, the hip hop, and I'm doing more of my singing because a lot of people don't realize that I'm actually, I was a singer first before I was a rapper. So, you know, I'm putting more of that out there so that people can get a overall picture of who I am. So, you know, that'll be coming up, maybe, you know, before the summer. But we're putting all those things together. But yeah, man, I'm cataloging songs, and it's coming though.
All right, man. What about you, Trini? What you got coming up next?
I'm working on my first album, and I've already put out some of the singles. So I don't know if I'm going to go back and actually put them on the album. But I put out like Emergency, Lights Out. God Chaser was supposed to be on my album, but I put it on a compilation. So I'm working on some new stuff, and I'm hoping to get a couple collaborations with some people I look up to, and just keep on doing music that is different, and it's me, you know, what comes out of this person that I am. So that should be coming next year, beginning the top of next year.
All right, that's what's up, man. Applejacks, any plans for the whole group, man, that you got brewing over there, man?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Right now, we make sure everyone's individual projects are complete and released. And then we're going to do Outsiders 2 in October 2013. And then, so it looks like Trini's first quarter, Coldstone's second quarter. In the early part of the summer is GNO, and then I'm going to do the Nerd Project, July or August. So we're just making sure we stay consistent and keep these release dates, so we ain't out here saying, oh, it's gonna come out, and that joint never come out. So we just making sure we, before we put the dates out there, make sure it's complete. And I think that as an artist, you want to make sure you have a team around you, so it's not just one artist doing their thing. So that's very important. And we just, we got to be consistent, you know, in this day and age, music is, you know, it's kind of more microwave now, so you can't be going away you can't even go away for 6 months. And folks are like, man, where you been at? Like, man, hold up, that was 6 months ago. So, we, you know, we're trying to get off from that and just, you know, make sure we do what we got to do.
Dope, man. We're going to get it back in with these cats soon, man. We appreciate you taking out time to get it in with us. Let's do this. Let's go to this joint, Jeremiah. The single is called Holy on Yada the King Radio, and I'll be back on the topic of the day.
You paid the price for summer, and even when I stumble, trip, slip, fall, and tumble. And when I lack faith, then my world begins to crumble. Lord, you give me mercy, your grace is sufficient. You efficiently fishing through your You're so giving, you listen light when my sight is tinted. And so I lift you up, you're worthy of praise and honor. And every trial that you give me just to make me stronger. And Father, I no longer desire this rotten flesh. So every day I sacrifice it for your righteousness. You're majestic and holy, and you always see the truth. I'm just a dirt bag, the back of vacuum cleaners. Forgive me when I let things make me not see. And when I put me before you like the letter T. Jesus, you are my splendor. You're so good to me. Died just to save my soul. Call me the alphabet. I will never let you go. Cause when I don't think, and when I think too much, and when I act senseless, when I'm out of touch, please help me, Father. I can't live without you. I have to be closer. I promise I won't denounce you. Greater manifestation. Lord, you are my peace. For you, there's no replacement. No Keanu Reeves. Lord, you wash me clean. Through you, I'm redeemed. That's why I need your presence. No Christmas tree. If you thirst, well, Lord, here's drink. I pray that my worship quenches it today. I pray that it's the sweet sound. King of kings and Lord of lords, wear your crown as you are holy.
Play this record as frequently as possible.
One, two, three, four.
Leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, leg out, leg out. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, leg out. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, leg out.
Chase money. Money's too fat. That's why I stay with the sun like Steve Nash. And I've been purchased by the blood with no cash. The devil's so sad, he looking at me so mad. Yeah, I was lost, but now I'm found. Need
Nemo. And I thank the Lord for taking all my whips. Repo. Yeah, he took the weight up off my shoulders. Kilo then got snatched your chain up off my neck.
Debo. Lag out, my ego. Lag out, my ego. Lag out, my ego. Lag out, lag out, lag out. Lag out, my ego. Lag out, my ego. Lag out, my ego. Lag out, my ego. Lag out, lag out. Lag out, my ego. 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 Lag out, my ego.
I just wanted to be seen. Wanted to be heard like Jesus geek is taking over. Revenge of the nerd. I live life without a plan or a consequence. Cause it was my will to be a fresh prince. I cried out for change, hoping it would make sense. I didn't need beat. Take six. Cause sin ain't nothing for you to play with. And not to be celebrated. Banquet. Hey, so please let go your ego. Cause God's watching us through the sky like a peephole. Looking at his people like, I got a lot of he's, but I don't really have enough heroes. Money, cars, and girls, that's what the world is slaving after. Trying to get back to the roof like, yes, a master. Trying to move forward, I ain't got no time for moving backwards. So put me back in place like a chiropractor.
Leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, leg out. Leg out, leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego.
Ego's a no game, I don't play Coleco. Vision much clearer, yep. The Lord is who I fear, yes. Holy Spirit feels, so when I think of what he did, bruh, I tear up. I become broken, humble heart open. I just wanna know him, not just on my clothing. A Sunday motion, or when I'm on stage I hear my name instead of his, I'm self-exalting. Insulting his name, who knew salt could be plain? Just a straw in the flame, cause his blood ain't in my veins. Wearing ego like a Pico, I'm juice like Tampico. Head is giant, call me Frisco. Oh, you hot, hot Tapatio. Copy Jesus, call me Kiko. Don't look back to sin like Tebow. Yeah, I kill my alter ego. Cause the Lord, I wanna see Mo. Falling short like DeVito. Give me Terry, it's a fire. That's hooped on Elijah. That took him to Messiah.
Leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego. Leg out, leg out. Leg out, leg out, my ego. Leg out, my ego.
What's up? This is Iman in Tacoma. I'm just calling in for the topic of the day about delight yourself in the Lord. What it means to me is just having, you know, great, that high, great pleasure and enjoyment with him, you know, just enjoying the presence and everything about him, man. So thanks. Yada the King Radio. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Love the show. Love you, bro. Peace.
What does it mean to delight yourself in the Lord? This is something that we got to ask ourselves constantly. Are we really delighting ourselves in God? When you look at the word delight, it means to just, like, you're so full of joy every time you hear of God. You're so excited every time you hear what God is doing in different people's lives. We have to ask ourselves, are we really delighting ourselves in God? And a lot of times, to be honest, a lot of times we get to a place where we are not delighting ourselves in God because we are so consumed with the things of this world, man. And it's very important that we say, hey, man, I want to make sure if I got to clear out time in my schedule, God, if I need to just relax in your presence, we need to make that be our prime time, basically. You know what I'm saying? I watched Deion Sanders on Primetime, and he did all this stuff, and he garnered so much other people's attention that was all they thought about. Even if they didn't like him, they hated him so much that's what they were going to talk about. That's what they're going to, you know what I'm saying, get t-shirts. But when it comes to God, we have to make sure he is our prime time. Like, everything that's going on in our life, we have to say, man, is God really the center of my life? And it's very important that we check ourselves. Paul said, man, continually check yourself to make sure you're in the faith. Being in the faith, part of being in the faith is making sure that God is number one in your life, man. And this is something that we can all do. It's an awesome thing to continue to know that God is number one in your life. You will know if God is number one in your life by the things that you think of, by the things that you do. It's almost like you almost have a checklist to see, hey, man, I want to be with God. Let me make sure this is what God wants. Let me make sure this is what I need, man. And doing this will allow you to have a great time in your relationship with God. A lot of people think being a Christian is boring because they don't delight themselves in God. They delight themselves in the things of the world. And it's very easy to see where you delight yourself. See, I mean, just look at a week of your life, man. And this is not to condemn anybody. This is to check your heart to see where are you at? What am I doing? And how can I be a better believer in Christ? How can I be a better disciple of Jesus? So look at your schedule, man. See what you're doing during the week. See how many times you really are putting God first. See how many times you separate time for God. And see how much time you separate for TV, working out. We are so consumed with so many different things. But find out what you're consumed with and make sure it's Jesus Christ, man. I love y'all. This is your boy Don Christian, Yada the King Radio. Check us out, yadatheking.com, or get the app. I love y'all, man. Keep it Christ, life, and bless
God. I always gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabbat da, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we out of the key, Shabbat the key. We out of the key, we out of the key.
Yada the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new gospelnw.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada the King?
Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life.
Yes, Yada the King Radio
now on gospelnw.com.
Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now. Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m. Catch us on KLAV AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby, at unity.com.
That's spelled www.uine-t.com.
I always gotta
Yada the
King Radio. I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yadadaking.com
for the latest episode on Yada the King Radio.
I always gotta keep my brain.
Yada the King Radio.